On board with me is the president and CEO of Sachs Investigative Services, my friend Tim Demoff, who has certainly been one of our security analysts here on the show. And Tim, Akron Police, they have a new procedure pertaining to speed to incident. It's a new procedure being put in by Akron Police, and wanted to get your thoughts on what they've put together in Akron.
Yeah, Ray, what's going on a national basis is police departments are trying to standardize their procedures. They're looking at different ones that are going on, and they want to make it uniform. They want to clarify to their officers, and they really want to communicate with the public that they have very sufficient and efficient types of procedures. And this one in Akron is a good decision where officers are rushing to any type of call that they can go up to 25 miles an hour over the listed speed limit where they are and where they're going. And anything over 25 miles an hour of the established speed limit, they just need to get permission to from a supervisor who's always monitoring what's going on the streets with their officers. They just need to get permission that they can go above that 25 miles over the established speed limit. What this does is simply makes it consistent, makes it clear, and makes it for a more efficient and a proactive police department.
Tim, how about some background on what led to this and why something like this is needed? And Akron, as you mentioned, is not the only city implementing this procedure. Talk about the background that led Akron to go down this road as well.
Well, Akron obviously recently experienced a police officer rushing to a scene, and he ended up working and having to maneuver around another vehicle, and he crashed into a couple parked vehicles. Luckily, nobody was hurt or killed, and there's a lot of excessive damage. And this kind of triggered the Akron police to see and to review that. But there have been other accidents, injuries on officers speeding to the scenes of crimes. And obviously, many of these situations are very justified. It's a serious type of crime going on, and those officers need to get to those scenes, and obviously they need to go above the speed limit. So across the board, they've had some incidents, and what this does is this just makes officers be conscious of what's going on and weigh all the factors on whether they need and what speed they need to get to that scene.
Tim Demoff is with us, President, CEO of Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, with us here at WAKR. And as Tim mentioned, when you're talking about these officers getting to those situations they need to get to, their moves, and Tim, you can jump in here, and their procedure is constantly being monitored. So when Tim says they need to get permission, it's not like all of a sudden they need to make a phone call, right, Tim? Their moves are being monitored as soon as they're on the pursuit, so they can get that A-OK right away in pursuit if they need to go over the 25 miles per hour.
Yeah, all the police cruisers are being monitored by dispatch. They're being monitored by supervisors of that shift. And it's the supervisor's job to monitor what's going on and to be an extra set of eyes or ears and mind judgment of what's going on. And these types of requests to increase their speed above the 25, there's other situations where officers are seeking permission from supervisors for other types of situations that are going on. It's not limited just to this. Supervisors' jobs are to constantly monitor. We have constant monitoring by supervisors on police chases. Those are very closely monitored. The number of cars that are allowed in a police chase and, you know, and the details of those have always been monitored for many years now. So this is just another good example of working together, the officers, supervisors, and the police departments becoming more responsible for what they're doing and making more positive decisions.
With us is Tim Dimoff, President and CEO, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. The other area, Tim, because this is what you do on a daily basis, I wanted to mention to you is we saw an arrest in the break-in in quarterback Joe Burrow's home over the weekend where the bad guys, the burglars, broke into the back of his house. He did have a security agent out front, but they broke the window, got in. And we've seen a number of these crime rings going on with people not at home, mostly stars right now out of the NFL, Mahomes and Kelce and Burrow, and there have been some others as well. Now, obviously, most of us are not entertainment stars, but with social media out there today like it is, I was wondering if you can talk a little bit about being careful posting when you're away because these crime rings are looking for opportunities when there might not be anyone at home, and not everyone can afford to have a security agent in their driveway sitting. Now, we can afford maybe some cameras and some security procedures in place, but also with social media, be careful of posting that you're maybe away in another state, visiting someone, or even out of the country.
Yeah, this has become a major problem across the country. You know, people like to get excited and inform people that, you know, where they're going. And the general rule of thought today, unfortunately, because of social media, is not to post your vacation or being away before and during when you go. Post everything after you return home. And you can wait till you get back home and you can say, hey, in the last week, our family, we went to Florida. We were able to enjoy the beach. We did this. We ate here, blah, blah, blah. Boy, it was a lot of fun. And so what we're advising is talk about where you've been and don't talk about where you're going or where you are currently when you're away from your home. And unfortunately, it's all because you're opening up the door of opportunity for criminals.
Tim, also advancements have been made in setting up cameras and some security procedures inside a home. Years ago, it was cost ineffective for families to be able to afford something like that. In today's world, I know in looking and shopping for those devices and cameras and lights and all that stuff, you got motion sensors and everything. It can be pretty cost effective for you.
Without a doubt, back to the basics, cameras, motion sensor lights, letting your neighbors and family know that you're going to be out of town and keep an eyeball, not letting your newspaper and mail pile up, you know, in your mailbox and while you're gone. But electronics can be a very big deterrent for preventing crime, and there's all sorts of options today with the electronics. And also, back to the basics, as I said, you know, lights are really an effective thing. Lights that are camera or motion sensor, lights that are on timers, good deadbolt locks, you know, glass block windows in your basement, you know. So some of those basics are still just as important as the electronics.
Tim, great stuff this morning. Appreciate you getting up with us and touching on the new procedure from the police in regards to them advancing to those incidents. And again, home security, and unfortunately, it almost seems like a must in today's world. Tim, thanks for the visit with me again, my friend. Appreciate the catch up.
Thanks, Rick.